2 Corinthians chapter number 7. 2 Corinthians chapter number 7. For the sake of time, I want to begin reading at verse number 8. The Bible says, "For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent, though I did repent. For I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season. Now I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed unto repentance, for you were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, this selfsame thing that ye sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourself to be clear in this matter." I want to preach tonight on a little while on this thought, if God will be my help, on confession. Confession. You know, we've always heard that confession is good for the soul. And it's biblical, because it is. Amen. If we confess our sins, praise God. And if we don't, it hinders us. It keeps us from progressing for the cause of Christ. And Paul's telling us here, he said, "They some things," and he said, I wrote you these letters, amen, into repentance. But he said, "I'm not repenting about it," praise God. He said, letters of sorrow that sorrowed your heart, but only for a season. Amen. When we have the Word of God, it speaks to our heart. Sometimes it makes us sad for a minute, till we realize, praise God, why we're sad, and then we confess our sins, and we ask God to help us and forgive us and love on us and reconnect with Him, praise God, and the sorrow's gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? I was thinking on this, I was reading this Monday, and I was thinking on the old preacher in the Proverbs said this in Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13. He said, "He that covereth his sin shall not prosper." Amen. So what is he saying there? He said, if you try to hide your sin, you won't do no good. Amen. Just straight up. He said, if you try to hide your sin, you won't do no good. He said, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Amen. Who will find mercy? He that will confess his sins and forsake his sins shall have mercy. So that's the person that's going to have mercy tonight, and not one that covers his sin, but those that confess his sins, praise God, and forsakes his sin. Now true repentance is taking your sin, laying it down, praise God, turning away from it, never to return to it. Now, somebody that returns to their sin is like an old hog returning to her walla, or a dog returning to her vomit. Amen? That's what it's like. It's just niceness, praise God. You try to get rid of it, but then you come back and you take it back up. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God that made a way that we can come to Him and we can confess our sins, ask Him to forgive our sins, praise God, and He will.
Amen.
Praise God. When we confess our sins, praise God. And now we have to come to a place, he said, he that covereth sin shall not prosper. So we have to come to a realization, praise God, that when we mess up, we got to do something about it. Amen. We don't just keep sinning. We don't try to hide or cover up our sin. Amen. Praise God. You know what's wrong with churches today? We try to cover up our sin. If we ain't careful, we got members and family members, and we try to cover up sin for them. Well, you know, preacher, they just don't know no better. Well, I'm going to say tonight, it's our job to tell them.
Amen.
Amen. If something ain't right, we just need to tell them. Say, pray God, God ain't pleased with that. Amen. Praise the Lord, because He ain't. And we have to confess those sins, praise God. Now, no matter what they are, whether they're public or private, we need to confess our sins. Amen. We need to confess it with heartfelt confession. Amen. Amen. Praise God, a heartfelt, a freely expression, praise God, that confession that we have, that repentance that we have, because we know that we broke the heart of God. Amen. We're living a day and hour like nobody wants to confess our sins. We want to live in sin. We want to do things that's contrary to the Word of God and think it's all right. Well, praise God, if we try to cover up our sin, the Bible said we shall not prosper. The reason churches are failing today is because we're accepting sin. We're encouraging sin by accepting it, and it's just getting bigger and bigger. Amen. Hey, it's about consume the church. It's about consume church members. It's about to consume church families because we try to cover it up. But praise God, He's a God of heaven. I said we need to just confess it and forsake it, and we'll prosper. We'll come out on the other side shouting and praising, giving God glory, because we'll gather our families in and we'll get ready to go home.
Amen.
Amen. Pray, I like it that way, don't you? But we come with a heartfelt confession of sinfulness. Amen. Things that sin. You say, preacher, what is sin? It's those things that dishonor God. It got those things that go contrary to the Word of God. It's sin.
Amen.
Amen. It's the same thing it's always been. Praise God, is sin. Amen. The psalmist said this. He said, Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Psalm 34:18. Praise God. He said, listen. He said, if we love God, if we draw nigh to Him, praise God, with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, amen, realizing that we just old sinners in need of a Savior, that God will bless us and help us and put us on the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And He'll help us to walk therein. Amen. I don't know about you. I'd like to do right. And as old Bill, you say, it's never wrong to do right. It's time to do right now. Amen. Day and hour we live, we need to be a light in the darkness like we've never been before. So it's going to take, you know what it's going to take? It's going to take you and me confessing our sins. Confessing the wrongs that we've done in the eyes of a holy God. Amen. Those that we've done contrary to God, we need to confess to God. God alone. We need to say, God, sometimes these places we need to stop and say, God, I'm sorry.
Amen.
Amen. God, I'm sorry. I messed up. I've done those things that's contrary to You. And Lord, I'm sorry. Will You please forgive me? Would You help me that I'll never go there again? Amen. Don't you know, God, that puts a big old smile on the Father's face. Amen. Praise God. Covers it with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Never be remembered again. And He'll give you a guidance and a roadmap to keep you away from that mess if we'll forsake it. Praise God. If we'll confess it and forsake it. Praise God. Don't cover it up. Can't cover it up. Praise God. Amen. You say, preacher, this is the heartbeat of church here on Wednesday night. Why are you? I don't know why I'm preaching this. This is what God told me to preach. Amen. He said we need to confess our sins, praise God, and ask God to help us. I believe it's called, I want a Holy Ghost revival to stir in our hearts. I want to see God moving in your heart, in my heart. Amen. And praise God. Hey, listen, I can get excited as I want to, but if you don't get in on it too, praise God, it won't be full. Amen. It won't be complete till we all get in. And we won't all get in till we confess our sins. Confess those wrongs that we've done to God. Confess those, praise God, those things we've done wrong to individuals. Amen. Or maybe those things that we've done publicly that we need to make right. Amen. Confession, Bible said, is good for the soul. Praise God. In other words, what He's talking about is a definite, to the point confession. Amen. Have you done anything that you know broke the heart of God, that you know was wrong according to God's Word? Amen. I know we all have. Now listen to me tonight. The Bible says we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. Who does that include? Amen. Every one of us have sinned to come short of the glory of God. And when we sin, Brother Jeff, and when we mess up, we ought to say, Lord, please, God, forgive me. And we ought to just call it out, praise God. Say it out loud. Say, Lord, please forgive me of this sin, whatever it might be.
Amen.
Amen. If not, we carry around like luggage, and they get bigger and bigger and heavier and uglier every year. Amen. Hey, yeah, them big old luggage, praise God, those old ugly things. I mean, you don't ever get rid of them. You never change luggage. You get it and you keep it forever. Because you just use it for a day or two and then you stash it back in the closet. And that old ugly thing's in there, praise God, out of date for centuries. Amen. And you drag it out. Everybody else is going with the new modern stuff. You drag that old luggage out of there, praise God, looks like come over on Noah's Ark. But that's the way some of our lives are, praise God. I've seen them. Amen. Come over Noah's Ark and we'll drag it out. Praise God. But that's the way our sin is. If we ain't careful, we can't drag it around like luggage. We try to hide it in the closet or hide it under the bed. But praise God, it's going to come out one day and the dust bunnies and everything else that comes along with sin is going to present itself. The whole world will see it. Amen. It'll be put out on open display for the whole world to see. Amen. We'll see it. But we need to have a definite, to the point, confession of our sins. Say, Lord, please forgive me of, and just lay it out there. Amen. And I guarantee you, every one of us in here, now we've all said that we sin and come short of the glory of God. So we ought to be man enough and woman enough, praise God, to confess those sins and forsake them. Put them behind us. But you know why we won't? Because of pride. We get prideful, praise God. We say, well, I ain't going to confess that. If I do, what would people think of me? They'd think you had a great old big God that you loved and loved you, praise God, that lived down in your heart. And he didn't want you to be bound down with the things of this world. So he wants you to confess those sins and that sinfulness, those things that's not right with God, and come out from under that bondage. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Ask God to forgive you your sins and come out. That's what we have to do. If we ain't careful, we get caught up in these things. Amen. It binds us down. If we ain't careful, the whole group gets caught in it. Amen. I was in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 19. The children of Israel said this. He said, we have added unto all our sins this evil to ask us a king. Amen. They said, we've added unto all our other sins, all the other things and all those other adverse things in our life, we've added to it in asking us a king. Amen? They said, what they're saying, in their ingratitude, they said, well, God ain't enough. We want to be like all these other nations. We want to have us a king. Amen? You know what they did? They said, we want to have a king. It wasn't what God wanted. It's what they wanted. They didn't even realize, praise God, God had great old big plans for them, a whole lot bigger than that king could ever do for them if they had just followed God. Amen?
Amen.
But what an example we see in the nation of Israel. God was leading them. God was guiding them. God was directing them. God was providing for them, praise God. He was offering them substance every day. Amen. And they said, that ain't good enough. We want a king. He told old Samuel, he said, hey, go over and tell him. God said, told Samuel, he said, go over and tell him that he's going to, if they get them a king, he said, he's going to want part of everything they got. Amen. He said, go tell him that. Hey, I don't ask nothing of them. I just give to them. I help them. I provide for them. That old king, he's going to want a little bit of everything to God. And they said, we don't care. We want a king. We want to be like everybody else. I want to say today in the world we live, that's what everybody's saying. Praise God. We just want to be like everybody. We don't care what God says. We don't care what God wants. We don't care the direction God wants us to go. We want to be like everybody else. Amen. Running to and fro, like Daniel said it'd be in the last days, trying to get a hold of everything we can grab. And we forget to hang on to God. Let me tell you, youngins, tonight, the most important thing we can hang on to, church, God bless your sweetheart, is God Almighty and His Son, Jesus Christ. And let the Holy Spirit of God keep us where He'd have us to be for His glory. We don't need nobody else. But ingratitude, praise God, it'll oppress the soul. Amen. It'll keep you from going direction God would have you. Praise God, to serve other gods. You know what? You know what that done to Israel? It severed them from the God who loved them. That's what it does. It severs us from the God that loves us. Amen. When we come in ingratitude, when we come not grateful for what God can do. I'll tell you what, God can do anything He wants to do. Amen. I don't know how many people this week has called me a different issue. I say, praise God. And they say, preacher, would you please pray? And you know what I've asked every one of them? I said, do you believe God can do this? Well, I hope so. I said, no. I said, do you believe God can do this? Well, say, preacher, God can do everything. He said, for those who believe, Jesus said time after time and time, he said, be it according to your faith. The reason we don't see healing, but we see people caught up in sin because we don't have no faith enough to pray about. Amen. We need to believe, praise God, there is a God, and he's sitting in the throne of grace tonight, and beside him is our advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, our mediator of one, which is Christ the Savior, which is there to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. Amen. Praise God. If I didn't believe that, I'd pack her up, I'd go to the house, hang her up, forget it, and go, praise God, and just die. Amen. If I believe with all my heart, Brother Bill, praise God, if I ask God, believing God will hear and he'll answer prayer according to his perfect will. Amen. You say, well, preacher, now we pray a lot of times and people still die. Amen. They're a child of God, his perfect will, they go into heaven. Amen. We pray for healing. That's what they get. Amen. If they die and go to heaven, praise God, they ain't nothing to hurting now. Mama's better. Papa's better. Praise God. Daddy's better when they get into heaven. Amen. When we pray and ask God, don't sever the ties from God. Amen. With ingratitude. You say, what's the remedy, preacher? What's the remedy, praise God? Confession. Amen. I'm talking about sincere repentance. Amen. Coming sincerely before God. In sincere repentance. I mean repent meaning it. I believe sometimes we come to the altar and we're popping a blow gum and we're smiling, we're laughing, we're coming up inside and we say, well, Lord, you know, I've messed up. Please, Lord, if you can, forgive me. Amen. And we pop up and we pop our blow gum, go back to our seat and pray God we get back there just the way we left a while ago. Amen. But praise God, if we come with sincere repentance, with a broken and a contrite heart, the Bible says in Psalms 34, that God will hear our prayers. He'll forgive us our sins. Amen. Praise God. That's what it's about. Doing business with God in a sincere repentance. Amen. You see, you know, preacher, preacher, how do you know, praise God, whether a person's sincere in their repentance or not? Because after repentance, Brother Jeff, there'll be a reformation. There'll be a turning point in your life, praise God. People that know you will know you're not doing those things you used to do. Amen. Because Holy Ghost of God, you've asked in repentance, you've asked God to help you, praise God, and you've confessed those sins into sincere, praise God, repentance, and that, praise God, that reformation comes in, and God begins to reform you away from those things that so easily beset you. We're living in a day and hour. We live in a world where the world tells us, hey, man, just go with the flow. Just go with the flow, Brother Robert. You'll be all right. Amen. You know what happens if you go with the flow? You young people, listen to me. You know what happens if you go with the flow? It takes you down the river of destruction. Amen. It'll lead you in the path of unrighteousness. It'll take you to a place called hell. Amen. Without Christ. But praise God, if we seek a repentance and sincerity, if we have a reformation take place in our heart, we become reformed. Amen. That means we're not what we used to be. Amen. We're progressing into something more far better than that. Say, what is that? It's a decisive change that we have in our life. We decide, praise God, that wasn't working. And it was breaking God's heart, so we change and we go in a different direction with the help of the Lord. You can't do it without God. That's why we see so many people on drugs and alcohol and all these other things, and they try to do better and they try to come out, but they never make a change. They can't do it by themselves. But there's a God of heaven, praise God, said, if you'll repent of that mess. I told you before, they say, well, you know, you got alcoholism and drug addiction, all these sicknesses. Yeah, it's sin sickness. Amen. We need to just bow our heads and say, oh, Lord, I'm full of sin. Please forgive me of this wickedness that I'm partaking into my body. I'm shooting into my veins. God, it's sin. Help me, Lord. And then repent with sincere repentance and forsake it. Trust that the Lord will help you. Amen. We've had testimony after testimony of people that used to be addicted to alcohol and tobacco and different things, but God Almighty, they asked God to help them to take it away and pray to God. God did.
Amen.
But now it don't do you very good when you go back, does it, Brother Auburn?
Nope.
It'll be 10 times harder to quit the next time. God will help you, praise God, if you come with a sincere heart, praise God, in repentance and a reformed heart wanting to make a change. God will help you. A decisive change will take place inside you. Amen. If we turn and go back, it'll be a whole lot harder the next time. You say, well, God won't do it again. He might. But it'll be a whole lot tougher the next time, I guarantee you. Praise God. What we got to do is we got to repent of everything that's offensive to God. Amen. All those things that we do. And we put it, and we, everything that's offensive, and we take it and we put it away from us like we hate it. Because God does. Amen. God don't like it. You say, well, preacher, what do? We got to get washed. We got to be made clean. That's what God's looking for. God's looking for, He's looking for a clean vessel that He can use. And He wants that to be me and you. He said, I want to wash you. Look at Isaiah chapter number 1. Isaiah tells us, in Isaiah chapter number 1, in verse number 16. Now Isaiah's done, he's done seen the Lord on the throne, and he's done repented that he's a man of unclean lips. And he says in verse 16 of Isaiah chapter number 1, he says, wash you and make you clean. Put away, and he said, now when you do that, he said, this is what takes place. He said, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes and cease to do evil. Those things contrary to God. Learn to do well. How do we learn to do well? Through the Lord. The Lord teaches us. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless and plead for the widow. Now watch this. He said, come now, verse 18, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be as red, be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Verse number 19 says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Amen. He says, pray God, wash yourself, make yourself clean. He said, come clean before God and ask God to help you. And he said, then when you do, praise God, he said, then you will be, he said, let me just reason together. Let's just look at this thing from a Godward perspective. Amen. He said, though your skins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. God says, I'll wash you, I'll clean you up. See, we can't do it ourselves, praise God. We just rub the dirt in deeper. But God said, I can wash you and make you clean. Praise God. He said, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. He said, I'll make you white again. He said, I'll make you clean again. Praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I'll wash you. Amen. So I'm not, instead of being in gratitude, praise God, oppressing our soul. We just ask God to forgive us our sins. And he does. You say, well, preacher, how do we do that? I'm glad you asked. Paul tells us here in verse number 11 in 2 Corinthians chapter number 7. He speaks here of a godly sorrow. Now, there is such a thing as a worldly sorrow. Amen? There is a worldly sorrow and there's a godly sorrow. A worldly sorrow is a sorrow because you got caught. Hello?
Amen.
Amen. How many's ever been there? Amen. You have. You know when mama tells you to leave that pie alone, it's for supper. And a little while later she comes back and there's about that big a piece on the corner that's a missing. Amen. Hey, some godly sorrow takes place now. I mean, some worldly sorrow. Amen. Praise God. You're sorry because you got caught. Amen. And have to pay the dividends. But Paul says this. He said, for God, verse number 10, he said, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. In other words, godly sorrow brings us up to the place of repenting. Amen? A place of repentance to salvation. He said not to be repented of, or in other words, not to be regretted. He said, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. It don't change nothing. Amen. When you're just sorry that you got caught, you know what it teaches you? You know what it taught me? You need to be a little more sneaky. Amen. That's worldly sorrow. That's what it does for you. But the next time you just get in bigger trouble because you do things more sneaky, more devious. He said, worldly sorrow worketh death. Amen. He said, but a godly sorrow, it brings us to repentance. Godly sorrow, praise God. What did it wrought? Look at verse 11. What it brought to him. He said, behold, this same thing, that ye sorrowed after a godly sort, a godly sorrow is what he's speaking of. What it brought. Amen. He said, what carefulness it wrought in you. Amen. He said, you begin to be more careful in what you do. I tell you, we need to be careful about what we do. These people watching us. Josh's little eyes are watching us. Amen. They're imitators of everything we do. They're tater people. They're imitators. Amen. They do whatever we do. My little granddaughters, everything Papa does, they want to do it. Amen. They won't even sit. They want to even sit in Papa's chair. Amen. If I get up, I go get me a drink, I come back, they'd run around jumping my chair like they're big stuff. And they say, even Allie's in her 2 years old, she said, sit over there, Papa. And her little, they got a little chair, just like a little recliner, looked like mine beside my chair. They sit beside Papa, be like Papa. Amen. And even Allie, she'll point her little chair for Papa to sit in her little chair. Amen. So she can be where Papa is. Because they imitate us. They're watching us. They see us, praise God. That's why we need to be a good example with carefulness. But he says these things, praise God. He said, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves. A little self-examination to see where we're at, how we're living, what they're receiving from us. Amen. What indignation. Amen. And what fear. Yea, and what vehement desire. Yea, what zeal. Yea, what revenge. Praise God. Ain't it good when you get revenge over the enemy? You know, preacher, who's the enemy? The devil. And this old flesh we live in. Praise God. Because we realize that because of a godly sorrow, we got things right with God finally, praise God, and foremost, and everything, praise God's a running well. Amen. You don't have to get down and pray for 3 hours before you pray for somebody. Amen. Praise God. Things is just right. Amen. It's not about them. It's about us. In all things, you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. A little self-evaluation. Now, it's easier to... Now, listen, I'm about done. It's easy to judge other people. Amen? It's easy to judge other people and say, well, they ought to do this and they ought to do that. Amen? But it's a whole lot harder when we judge ourselves. We have a perfect example of that. I thought about it in our forefathers. You remember, there was a man and his wife that was caught in sin. His name was Adam, and his wife's name was Eve. And God told him, he put them in a beautiful garden. Everything was perfect. Amen? I mean, that was a perfect place to live. A utopia, if you will. Only stipulation God gave them said, there's a tree in the center of the garden. Said, you don't eat of that tree. Everything else you can have, free reign. Just don't bother that one. Amen. Don't eat of that one. But they did. Hey, but then you know what they did? Praise God. Instead of taking responsibility, they had misplaced responsibility. Adam said, he blamed it on God and the woman. So, well, God, you created this woman and gave her to me, and she did. She gave to me, and I did eat. So Adam, he blamed it on God and the woman. Amen? He was supposed to have been the man of the house, but there he goes. And then when God come to the woman blamed it on God. He said, you created that serpent and you put him in the garden. And he did entice me and I did eat. So Eve blamed it on God and the serpent. Amen. God's not pleased with that. That ain't the way it's supposed to be. Praise God, if Adam just said, Lord, you know what? We've sinned. We've committed a great sin in your eyes. But you know what they did? They blamed everybody but themselves, and then they tried to manufacture their own righteousness. They took fig leaves and covered them together because they realized they is naked. Amen. You know what that means? They didn't have the covering of God had been taken away. Amen. Praise God. I guess the nights got colder after that. Amen. Started blowing their aprons around and chill bumps coming on them. Wasn't that perfect utopia of 85 degrees as soon as he says it's supposed to be? Amen. Praise God. The cold weather come and the difference and the coldness from God. And they realized they'd done messed up. But it's a whole lot easier, praise God. Remember that publican? Remember that publican over there? The Bible said he just smote his chest and not so much as looking up into heaven. And he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The Bible said he went home justified. Praise God. Went home justified because he said, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. Forgive me my sins, Lord. And God forgave me sins. Amen. Confession is good for the soul. The proverb says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But whoso confesses and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Amen. When people come to us, when people's living in sin, we just need to say, look, you know, that's wrong. God says it's wrong. We can't compromise no more, people. We've got to just stand up and say, you know what? Sin is sin, God. What God says is sin. It was sin in the garden. Praise God. It's sin now. Can't compromise. Confess our sin. Tell people, confess your sin and forsake it. Repent of it. Amen. The conclusion of the whole matter, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. He said, if. Boy, that's a great old big word, ain't it? If we confess our sins. Now notice that's plural. In other words, John must say we sin more than once. Amen. He said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Plural. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Everything that ain't right in the eyes of God. He said, I'll take it away from you. And I'll help you do better. He said, if we confess our sins. If we ask God to forgive us of things that we know is contrary to the Word of God and the will of God. Confess them and ask God to help them. You know that old hateful attitude you got sometimes? You know, it's funny. People have a real good attitude out around other people. And you know, they'll be just as nice and cordial. And they get home and they'll treat their families like strangers. Amen. Amen. No, they treat them worse than strangers. Strangers we kind of treat cordially. But sometimes we treat our families with a whole lot of disrespect. Amen. We get upset and we take it out on them. We have a bad day, we take it out on them. Things ain't going good, we take it out on them. That ain't the way it's supposed to be. That's sin. Amen. We ought to confess it. We're supposed to do all things as unto the Lord. And Jesus said, you're supposed to love your neighbor as I have loved you. That's unconditional love, by the way. Who's the closest neighbor you got? The people in your own household. Them's the closest neighbors you got. And he said, we're supposed to love them unconditionally. Treat them with respect. Amen. Treat them with respect. Amen, because we love them. Because Jesus loves them. Amen.